אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים ממאמרי בעל הסולם בנושא בניין החברה העתידית, המשך מציטוט.
We're reading excerpts on the building of the future society. We're on excerpt number 63. You can send questions and pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson. Excerpt number 63 from the newspaper The Nation. National love is the basis of every nation, just as egoism is the basis of an all individually existing beings. Without it, it would not be able to exist in the world. Similarly, the national love in the individuals of a nation are the basis of the independence of every nation. This is the only reason for which it continues or ceases to exist. For this reason, this should be the first concern in the revival of the nation, because this love is not presently within us, for we have lost it during our wandering among the nations of the world for the past 2 millennia. Only individuals have gathered here without any ties of pure national love among them. Rather, one is connected through a common language, another through a common homeland, a third through a common religion, and a fourth through common history. They all want to live here according to the measure by which they lived in the nation from which they came. They do not take into account whatsoever that there was a nation based on its own members before he or she had joined it, and which he or she took no active part in establishing. However, when a person comes to Israel, where there are no prearranged orders that suffice for a nation to function on its own, we have no other national substance on which structure we can rely, and we also have no wish for it. Rather, here we must rely entirely on our own structure. And how can we do this when there is no natural national connection that will unite us for this task? These loose ties, language, religion, and history are important values, and no one denies their national merit. However, they are still completely insufficient to rely on as a basis for the independent sustenance of a nation. Because in the end, all we have here is a gathering of strangers, descendants of cultures of 70 nations, each building a stage for oneself, one's spirit and one's learnings, and one's leanings. And there is no elemental thing here that unites us all from within into a single mass.
We see this very well today, right? With all the riots, the Ethiopians, the Orthodox, doesn't matter me who. We haven't built a proper framework for an infrastructure for everyone. That's a big problem. And the state is to blame, not some congregation that was thrown in here from somewhere. It's a national problem that must be eventually solved after 7 years of existence, to see such a situation. And we think it'll, you know, fall into place by itself. Like Baal Sulam says, it's impossible. There has to be great care to bring together all the exiles and collect them and turn them into one nation. Otherwise, it won't happen.
So if we say that Ben-Gurion and those who founded the country would say, okay, what can we do? What do we do to unite this nation here?
Education. You know, I once saw how cutlets are made. Did you ever make meat cutlets, you know? Yeah? So you're an expert, so you know how it is. You throw in some pieces of meat, then some bread also goes in there, some onion. What else? What else? Parsley? Yeah.
Hey, parsley.
Right. Eggs, maybe. Garlic. What else? Condiments, spices. And you end up with a cutlet, which is all, you know, altogether it tastes well. But without this or this or that, you know, each of these ingredients alone is horrible by itself. So, same thing here. We have to sort of go through a meat grinder machine. That machine has to take out all of the external culture from us, which we each took from where we came, and form us, shape us into a new culture. Where will you take it from? Where will you take it? If you take all of the things you have, so you just end up with a salad that you can't eat, that's not palatable, if you take all those spices together. So you have to only take what's relevant, what belongs to the people of Israel. And to the people of Israel, besides love thy neighbor connection, there's nothing. Like Abraham, we have to reorganize, like Abraham did with the Babylonians, we have to reorganize all the people. We have the same work today. It's exactly the same work. Just like what Abraham the patriarch did. And if we don't do that, it doesn't matter if whoever talked about it, Ben-Gurion, others, they all spoke well and beautifully about it, but they didn't do it. Why? Because they didn't have a method. They didn't have a method at their hands. How do we bring the people to, first, the necessity to unite? And even if they all yell and cry and whatever, they need to have the force of connection. It seems unrealistic, sure, but that's the only way we're going to be able to build it. No other way. So we're in a very problematic situation. Understand? Yeah? Yes, Mushi?
I think everyone can agree with love thy friend as thyself. I'm not even talking about implementing it, but at least start trying. The problem is the meaning, the interpretation of it. Because you understand love thy friend as thyself, and me, I understand it differently. The problem, it's the fact that thousands of pages were written on the meaning of there's not a of love thy friend as thyself. So how could it be love thy friend as thyself according to who?
According to the Torah of Israel.
Yes, but the Torah, like you said, there's many faces and many ways. And
so let's start scrutinizing, let's start examining and discussing it. We'll be as close as possible to realization. Even if we're still 1,000 kilometers away, we're at least in the right direction. Otherwise, we're not taking care of this at all. We don't treat this at all. You see, you have the Orthodox people, which is like another congregation. They have their own stuff. They don't want to agree with or accept everything in this country. They don't want to.
Because they understand there's no love thy friends thyself differently.
Sure, and the Ethiopians understand it differently, and there's many other, you know, look, you have over 40 political parties. There's nothing you can do about this nation except a root treatment, treating the root cause. That's what needs to happen here, and that's what Baal Sulam is saying. Nothing will help besides nationwide education. And that's what we somehow need to publicize. And for us too, it's difficult to understand, agree with, and disseminate it, but we have no choice.
Yes, also we, when we understand love thy friend as thyself according to Baal Sulam.
You're talking about something very truthful and lofty. Our body is incapable of that. It's incapable. We're used to things that have some poison in them, that have some things that are indigestible, but without it, we actually can't digest properly. You know, that's how it works. Everything follows according to the user. So gradually, bit by bit, that's why it's called education. Gradually, we have to open this to the person according to their degree of development. That's how you explain.
So we do this.
Baal Sulam writes, this is how you explain to the person, bit by bit, etc.
So we've been doing this already for several dozens of years, and whoever joins and understands, love thy friend as thyself, according to Baal Sulam and the way you explain, there's a few thousands of people. It's not that we're influencing.
No, a few thousand people stay after they understand there's no other path and that we have to move forward on this track. Yes, but we also have to process and adapt this whole method to be accessible and close and understandable for the public, for the people. And that bit by bit, all the nation will accept it first, like, you know, like baby food, and then something more solid, bit more and a bit more, and maybe not everyone to everyone all at once, etc., until they take it in and realize it further and further in a more truthful way, and eventually for all. There are some people, and it's actually the majority, who will carry out Love Thy Friend very primitively, but it's sufficient for their soul. Think about all the flesh that exists in the body that is activated by the head, without knowing why. So most of the body is like that, besides that kind of command center that you have, you know, which is a very thin marble-like, you know, area in your brain that supervises everything. So, you know, the 70 of the Sanhedrin, as it was, and a few and some Levites and priests and Kohens, etc. That's how all the nation was built. Everything is built this way. So don't think that everyone has to understand your method. They need to understand it according to their level. What will make things good for them? What can you do?
And it's clear that we have to try. It's just still not understood. It's not that I'm talking to you. It's still not understood. What's the platform of where can you educate?
That's what you need to think. How will you build some places, platforms for them where our friends can talk to them, give lectures, activities, workshops, etc.? Yes? Yeah. Using whatever media possible, through the internet, first explain that there is no other choice, that we have to do this, etc. But it's a must. It's mandatory. Otherwise, what kind of a society are we? What kind of group we are? People say, who are these folks? Bnei Baruch, Kabbalists? What are they? What do they want? Love thy neighbor as thyself? What is it? It sounds like some, Tzvika says, boring. But it sounds even imaginary, airy, fluff. Give us something tangible. What do you want? What do you guys want? Are you serious people or some spiritual people?
No.
So, it's something we have to do. What, Leo?
Continuing Mushi's questions. Today, as we address the people of Israel, we're doing two things, if I understand correctly. One is dissemination of articles that are broad in the network and the internet, and the other is giving out newspapers. There are other things that we can do as far as what's happening here every day as the wound is being revealed?
I don't know. You guys should know. The wound is showing itself, and just wait, it will show itself more.
Is it enough? I mean, for us it's enough. I don't know, to do more.
To reach the people? Yeah, possibly people can already listen some more. This is an example, of course. I'm not justifying anyone here. I'm not justifying this side or that side of those that are now in these riots. Some yell at the police, the others yell at the government, others are talking about the congregation being, you know, too harsh. that's not the point. There is no correct education that makes all people feel as one people. They treat each other as one against the other, and that's not good. We need to elevate them through education.
I'm sorry for being stubborn here, but can't you tell us, give us a certain direction of what more we can do on the practical level, beyond giving a newspaper out, but beyond disseminating the message in a broad way in the network as far as articles?
No, in practice, I don't think there's a lot more to do except to really establish, create such places of explanation, concise, sort of, that will be heard, accepted by each and every person, and they'll be able to absorb it, understand it, and an impression will be left in them to some extent at least, and that's how by these kind of small bullet points, you know, could be through video clips, then could be through a few lines of text, could be through songs, but still we have to find a way to approach each and every one through various means of explanation. We have to do this. And that is your spiritual effort, your spiritual exertion. If you think about receiving spirituality, it is possible only where, like, just like the Rosh, Israel, the Rosh, you will be taking care of the people. That's the role and the obligation, directly. That's why you were chosen to be here. I don't have anything to add, and you're looking at me. Why are you not feeling the pressure from what you're seeing? Why aren't you not feeling the pressure that your whole study doesn't bear fruit, and it won't bear fruit until you invest exactly where you have to, and it will come out of there, and then accordingly you'll see how you rise as well.
I personally feel like exploding. I feel like exploding. I'm sure that my friends are also.
So how do you explode?
I don't know. I'm not leading processes here.
No, it's called a fool sits in his own lap. And
I feel like I'm bound.
Why? Who? Well,
maybe it's a topic for another conversation. I really want something to happen, and I don't know.
That you can do only by creating specific, concise sources of explanation and bringing it to the people. Here, right here. Not overseas, forget about overseas right now. Here, right here. This is the place. From here, we have to disseminate to the people of Israel everything we can to explain that there is no other choice, that this is what has to happen, that this is our foundation, etc. So every day, I already said it several times, that each and every day you should write something, do something. Is everyone doing that? I don't know.
From the newspaper The Nation. We must establish to ourselves special education through widespread circulation to instill in each of us a sense of national love, both from one person to another and from the individuals to the whole, and to rediscover the national love that was instilled within us since the time we were on our land as a nation among the nations. This work precedes all others because besides being the foundation, it gives the stature and success to all the other actions that we wish to take in this field. Again, we must establish for ourselves special education through widespread circulation to instill in each of us a sense of national love both from one person to another, and from the individuals to the whole, to rediscover the national love that was instilled within us since the time we were on our land as a nation among the nations. This work precedes all others because besides being the foundation, it gives the stature and successes to all the other actions that we wish to take in this field.
Imagine if all factions of the nation that we have today would have at least somewhat of a sense of national love, which every nation has naturally. We're not even aware of that, that they have that. But they do. Internally, inherently, they have a sensation that we all belong to a single nation. It is such a feeling that I belong to the French nation, or the German nation, or the Spanish nation, that I belong to it, that it's mine, that it's me. We don't have that. We don't have that. And without it, you can't build anything. Not a nation or a country or anything. All you have is a collection of exiles. Understood?
If you read the text right now, what do our friends that are sitting in the world and reading this about national love and everything, they belong to Israel, what are they supposed to do?
They're supposed to help us. Participate, because we're talking about the people of Israel not being Jewish people, but rather those who have to feel responsibility as one, all of us. From all the 70 nations of the world, and in our time, all 70 nations of the world must achieve that connection. But first, it has to happen between those who were once at that connection.
Meaning they need to help us here and not to connect their nations that they live in?
No. That's not how it's going to work. If people who come to study approach them, that's a different story. But to go out to the public, to start explaining to the world, to all nations, that they have to do this? No. To spread the method in a popular way that everyone will understand what it is. That, yes, that's not a problem. There's no secret about it anymore. We've come to a point, to such a generation, where you can spread the wisdom of Kabbalah, like Baruch Salam says, and therefore, there's no problem with that. But not to attract anyone. Those in whom there are reshimot from the past, which are the people of Israel, they must be pulled by force. And you will see how the higher providence assists you in that. The troubles from day to day to day multiply towards the Jews everywhere in the world. And then, like Baruch Salam writes at the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar, they'll have to spread it to everyone as well. It will happen, it will emerge naturally, because we are the roots of all, come from the roots of all nations. So once we begin to do it, to realize it, they will follow as well. That's how we're connected to all nations, whether it appears negatively in their connection towards us or positively in our connection towards them.
Can we explain what are those feelings of national love? What is the desirable state that we have come to it? And yeah, that's what we wanted. Those feelings of national love that are supposed to be amongst us, instilled in us. Can you describe it, explain it, try to depict it? What is it?
Describe or imagine it? Yes, maybe. Because we don't have that. That the belonging to a single nation, to a single body, but not brothers in arms. You understand? But that there is a good, positive connection between us. Where is that good connection? Between us, that can happen only through unity, through some sort of love, somewhat. That's a positive connection. However, the positive connection among all other nations is instinctive, natural, biological, as if like coming from a single mother and father. It's not a physical mother and father, but spiritually they have that. We don't have that. We have to do this in order to bestow. That's why we don't. It doesn't exist for us.
So what will we have? Israeli wakes up in the morning. What does he feel towards his nation, towards his people?
He feels that towards all his people, his nation, he has to make another step towards unity, to be more unified. As he writes, this action precedes all other actions.
What is even more focused?
More unified, more united, more connected. That all of his accomplishments depend on how connected, how well connected is all the nation, and how the whole world too will absorb this impression.
Let's say we're working in a ten. Is that a certain kind of obligation that we feel all day long?
Yes.
Is it something similar to that that it needs to be?
Well, something that, yeah, let's say like what you feel in the ten. Yes, let's say. Okay, what else?
Rav, yesterday many instructors went all over the country, almost 50 or 60 instructors, and they stumbled upon all kinds of situations of demonstrations, and the country was on fire yesterday. We went to Jerusalem yesterday evening to the students, and really several feet ahead of us, they were burning tires. They almost lynched some motorcyclists in Jerusalem. There was also Ethiopians and also the Orthodox. You could feel the terror that's really felt in this corporeal fear. The fear for life was there. And I just wanted to pass this to the friends and in general that I hope that we will feel such fear that, like that corporeal fear, that we feel that we can disseminate this wisdom outwards. And it felt a little bit when we traveled back to Jabotinsky, to Petah Tikva, we really saw the audience goes out of their houses. Even audiences that are not, they don't belong to the riots or to anything that's going on there. Yeah, they're going out, they're going in the streets. It almost felt like what happened a few years ago in with the tents, when we went out with the Arvut. So it could be that we need to be ready. It kind of like feels like the people want to go outwards and with some kind of innovation. And then we came with the Arvut and it was simply great. It really touched on their lack. Maybe we do need to go out, continuing what Leo said, to go out with something concentrated. One,
I'm in favor of going to all these riots and giving them some flyers or explanation, something, yeah, do something.
So I really want to praise, there were friends from Petah Tikva that went out onto those blockades and gave out newspapers, even though it was dangerous. They gave out in really late hours, and also the 50 friends that went out to all the centers all over the country and did a great exertion. Some of them came back 1, 2 o'clock at night. Really, our friends are truly devoted, and thank you very much, Rav, for all that you're giving us, and amen, may we succeed.
Try to somehow establish our method in a concise, convenient way through some small bullet points or paragraphs or quotes or examples, so that a person can get an impression, if not this way, then that way, then this way. This is mandatory. This is us. This is what we are. If not for this, then it's a waste of time sitting here. It's a waste of time. Well, we're not going to get anything unless we work for the nation and through that for the whole of humanity, and eventually, ultimately, to make room for the Creator to be revealed. Otherwise, we're in an egoistic process. All right?
No, עוד אחד.
אז אנחנו בפסקה 65 מתוך מאמר.
So we are in excerpt number 65 from a speech for the completion of the Zohar. The fact of the matter is that the Creator delivered our holy land from the foreigners and has given it back to us. Yet, we have not received the land into our own authority since the time of reception has not yet come, as we explained concerning the complete attainment. Thus, He has given, but we have yet to receive. Since we have no economic independence, and there is no political independence without economic independence. Moreover, there is no redemption of the body without redemption of the soul. As long as the majority of the people are captive in the foreign cultures of the nations and are incapable of Israel's religion and culture, the bodies too will be captive under the alien forces. In this respect, the land is still in the hands of the foreigners. The proof is that no one is excited about the redemption as it should have been with redemption after two millennia. Not only are those in the diaspora not inclined to come to us and delight in the redemption, but a large portion of those that have been redeemed and are already dwelling among us are anxiously waiting to get rid of this redemption and return to the countries from which they came. Thus, even though the Creator has delivered the land from the hands of the nations and has given it to us, we have not received it and we are not enjoying it. But with this giving, the Creator has given us an opportunity for redemption, meaning to be purified and sanctified and assume the work of the Creator in Torah and Mitzvot Lishma. At that time, the temple will be built, and we will receive the land into our own authority, and then we will experience and feel the joy of redemption. But as long as we have not come to this, nothing will change. There is no difference between the current manners of the land and the way it was while still under the hands of foreigners, in law, in economy, and in the work of the Creator. Thus, all we have is an opportunity for redemption.
No.
Questions? That's it? Yes?
Sergei from Moscow asks, what's the difference between education for children where they get knowledge in school and the education of the people that Balaam Salam is talking about?
I don't even have anything to answer. If he thinks it's the same thing, then I have nothing to say. He needs to hear what education is, what we think and know about the national education that he's talking about. The education towards connection, what kids get at school, then you'll compare it with what he knows by himself. Moscow. Yes, Moscow.
We have a few questions on the topic. First question. Baal HaSulam writes that the only thing that can connect the people of Israel is the structure itself of the people of Israel. What's the structure that accordingly the idea needs to be?
The 10. Next question.
Next he writes about the national love, national education, and if such a nation doesn't exist like the Israeli nation or the Jews, then who is Baal HaSulam writing about, actually?
There is such a nation, theoretically, not practically. Practically, it's not there. There is a collection of exiles. There are some remainders of what was left after the shattering, the hatred that erupted between them. And even though formally speaking, that group as if exists and it calls itself the people of Israel, but it's not. It's not the people of Israel. The people of Israel are all sorts of people, doesn't matter where from, who are willing to work for their connection. Otherwise, that's not that nation. And we have to understand it. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, or anything else. One thing matters to them. Wanting to connect above all differences. That is called Israel. Being similar to the Creator from whom we all emerged. Next.
And last question. Yesterday there was a very loud discussion. It wasn't from afar understood how in a people that has been through the Holocaust, in principle, such segregation that is racist and racial that can happen.
That's truly a big problem. We have to see it from various angles. First of all, because there's a congregation here that came from afar and wasn't properly taken care of. And also, those who are here weren't properly educated. And that's the result. That comes from disregard towards the people, not educating the people, and also not preparing the congregation for proper integration. We're here for already years, and still we see the connection is not happening. Some of them somehow manage to integrate with Israeli society, but it's really just a few. Education. What can you do? Once again, that's the only thing. I wanted to ask, what is happening today with Timur and Zhenya? Can you say something?
Can
you hear us?
Yes.
For
the time being, there's no positive news. Also, there's no deterioration, but the situation is pretty difficult. As of now, he's under artificial breathing right now, and let's think about our friends so that in the connection between us, we will help him.
Okay, what about Moscow? What's happening there?
No.
Женя сейчас в больнице, его вчера увезли на операцию.
Женя is in the hospital right now. They took him into an operation yesterday, into surgery. We don't know what the reason was. For now, he's got aches in his abdomen, pain. But let's hope today we're going to go there and find out what's going on and update.
Okay, write to me directly. And
the evening lesson, you're invited to watch this evening at 5:30 Israel time on a live lesson with Rav Leitman on Sviyavato. Thank you to our TV viewers and good day. New courses in the Kabbalah La'am campus. Where throughout July, new courses will be opening in the cities Haifa, Netanya, Petah Tikva, Tel Aviv, Rishon LeZion, and Shoham. For additional information, dial 1-700-509-209. To be Israeli, a unity evening for the groups in Israel. Sunday, July 14th at 6 o'clock in the evening, we'll have a unity evening in the Kabbalah La'am Center in Petah Tikva. In the event, a celebration of connection with a lot of good food, performances of Kabbalistic music, and of course a lesson with Rav Dr. Michael Leitman. Registration is on Sviva Tova and with a link that was sent to the members of the groups on the WhatsApp app. And we will move to a song.
המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם כי we are you should come along with one voice we can spread this song bring down the walls you know it won't be long when we're together we cannot be wrong Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come. Puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad.